from the leading personal injury and workers' compensation lawyers of Briskman, Briskman, and Greenberg. This is the Chicago Injury Alert.
Welcome to the Chicago Injury Alert. GM to probe ignition switch failure tied to 13 deaths. General Motors has hired Anton Valukas, chairman of Jenner & Block LLP, to help lead its internal probe into the failure of ignition switches tied to 13 fatalities. The ignition switch flaw led to the recall of 1.6 million vehicles. The automaker has said that the internal investigation would be headed jointly by Valukas and Michael Milliken, GM's general counsel. The team will also include attorneys from King & Spalding Law Firm. At one time, the U.S. Justice Department had appointed Valukas to investigate the collapse of Lehman Brothers Holdings. Joan Claybrook, formerly with the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, said that Valukas' prosecutorial experience makes him a good choice to help lead the probe. The internal probe runs parallel to an investigation by the Traffic Safety Administration on the steps the company took to address consumer complaints and engineering concerns dating back to 2004. Nearly $13 million has been awarded in a birth injury lawsuit. A Michigan woman in a birth injury lawsuit has been awarded almost $13 million by a jury. The lawsuit alleged that Genesis Regional Medical Center made mistakes during the delivery of the woman's daughter, disfiguring the girl and restricting her from the full use of her arm. The lawsuit stated that during the January 2008 delivery, the baby's shoulder became lodged underneath the pelvic bone, a condition that is known as shoulder dystocia. Reported instances of shoulder dystocia have greatly increased in recent decades, perhaps as a result of corresponding increase in average birth weights. Shoulder dystocia can often be dealt with successfully during delivery, but the lawsuit argued that the doctor pulled down on the baby's head too much, causing an injury to the brachial plexus, a bundle of nerves near the shoulder. The lawsuit claimed that the doctor should have recommended a cesarean section, or used a different method that would place less stress upon the baby. The hospital said that the mother received appropriate treatment and that there were no complications that indicated a cesarean section was necessary. The baby was born with a disfigured arm. Now, 5 years old, she has undergone several surgeries and continues to wear a brace on her malformed arm. Doctors have classified the injury as permanent and have said that it will require continued therapy.
This podcast may be freely shared in its original format but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Listening and/or subscribing to the Chicago Injury Alert will not create an attorney-client relationship. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This podcast is property of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg of Chicago, Illinois. All rights reserved.